Before I came today, I told you we would only talk about reading, but I do have one event that I wanted to promote. This coming Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. at Bryan High Viking Gymnasium, there will be over 50 schools there competing in the Texas Color Guard Circuit Viking Classic. And these are the Color Guard. Most people are familiar with the groups that have the flags on Friday nights, but they also have a year-long season, if you will, and they do some really creative things. And actually, our Bryan High Color Guard is nationally ranked, I believe. So they're going to be out there at Viking Gym. So if people want to go, admission is $8, and it'll be going on all day long. So look for our, if you want to go watch Bryan High, they perform around 4:15 that day. So the other things that I have to talk about all have to do with reading. The last few times I've been here, we've talked about a reading initiative this semester. We want to encourage parents to read with their children at home. Twofold initiative there. It gives them family time at home, and then it also helps the kiddos boost their reading skills, which we know is important for later academic success. So along those lines, we're in the portion of this initiative where we are collecting new or gently used children's books. We have every campus in Bryan ISD who has a distribution box, and they're collecting books from parents, from employees. If people want to send books to donate with their children, you know, if you've got closets to clean out here doing some spring cleaning, I know I've got some boxes of books from when my children were small. So we're encouraging people to drop these off at our schools. And we've got something coming up next Friday night. The Downtown Bryan Association has worked with us in the last week or so, and we've got a number of Downtown Bryan businesses who are going to collect books for us on First Friday. And I think I said last time, March 2nd, which is next Friday, happens to be Dr. Seuss's birthday, and it's National Read Across America Day. So I just wanted to let people know this is just a preliminary list. We'll have more, but if you want to go to First Friday next weekend and take books to Village Cafe or the Frame Gallery, Burr's Unfinished Furniture, LaSalle Cafe, or Brazos Glassworks, so they'll be taking books. And then, there's lots of these things going on. On Tuesday the 28th, Village Cafe downtown, they're going to host what they call a Community Tuesday. This is something that they do fairly often. And all day, their proceeds, a portion of the proceeds, whether you buy a cup of coffee or a sandwich, will benefit our reading initiative. So Bryan ISD will benefit if you go to Village Cafe on Tuesday and buy a sandwich or get some coffee or tea or something. And we're going to try and have some readers that evening and maybe some special entertainment as well.
Wow, there's been such a big deal about electronic books and, you know, Kindles and Nooks and those types of things. I still think there's nothing any more special than having a hardbound or softbound something in your hand, especially when you're sharing it with someone.
That's right. I mentioned last week, 2 weeks ago when I was here, that Bryan ISD is actually considered a poor district. We are 72% low socioeconomic. We know for a fact that many of our children don't have books in their homes, much less any electronic device to read a book on. We've got kiddos who, you know, what the only books they have at home are what they check out from the library, but they don't have anything of their own. So that's something that we're trying to do. We know that just one or two books may not seem like a lot to some families, but to some others, that's a really special thing. And we think that every child deserves to have their own book to read at home.
Well, I think all of us can point internally. I've been out of high school years. I still have books from when I was in elementary school.
That's right. The Dr. Seuss series was my very favorite series of books growing up. I grew up in a small town, and when I first started school, we didn't have bookstores. There was a school and a drugstore. There may have been a gas station, I don't remember, but we actually had a bookmobile. We didn't have a library in the little school that I attended. So the bookmobile would come around once every week or two, and that was my first exposure to all those books and the ones that children love so much. So we just hope that people will find just a few minutes to go through their closets or go buy some new books and just drop them off again. Any school in Bryan ISD is taking them. The administration office at the corner of William Joel Bryan and Texas will take them. And then next Tuesday, you can go to Village Cafe and take a book, or you can buy something and they'll donate a portion of that back to us. First Friday, more opportunities, and one more. Barnes & Noble is going to host an in-store event for us next week. So if you go to Barnes & Noble next week, Monday through Friday, mention Brian Isty at the checkout, and we'll also get a portion of proceeds from that. And I think they're going to have a box for donations as well. Pre-K through fifth grade is what we're concentrating on for this effort. And because, like I said, early reading literacy is key to later academic success. So that's our focus for this semester.
All right, very good. And again, the information available on the Bryan ISD Facebook page as well as on bryanisd.org.
Right. And I did a series of reading posters. I'm not through with them, but I just want to let people know that I'm just about to unveil the new reading poster with Chuck Norris and his wife Gina. So if you're not a Bryan ISD Facebook fan, you better be one so you can see that poster. Probably post it later tonight.
Can't wait. Very good. Anything else?
Just counting down the days to spring break.
You, among many others, no
That's
doubt.
That's right. That's right. But donate books before you go on spring break.
There we go. Thanks, Sandy.
Thank you.
Sandy Ferris, the Bryan Independent School District, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.